לאלוהי נשמת אובי מוירי אברהם זאב בן שאול whose yortzeit is today אימי מיירוסי חיה חנה חיה בת חיים דוד הלוי. The pasuk says in Sederet Yisrael, "Ve'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz kishen Hashem nikra lecha ve'yara'u mimecha." The nations of the world will see that the shame Hashem is upon you, and as a result, they will respect and fear you. And the Gemara says in Menachos, "Omer Rabbi Elazar, Elu tefillin shel rosh." This is a reference to the tefillin shel rosh. So the Torah is telling us that if a Yid is wearing his tefillin, especially the tefillin shel rosh, which can be seen, the two shins, v'yaru mimecha, then the goyim will respect you. My father, Olav Hasholem, was a living example of this piece of Gemara. We lived in a small town called Baden bei Wien in Austria, and after the Anschluss the shuls were closed, and my father, like all other Yidden, were forced to daven at home. And he was one morning with talis and tefillin on, there was a knock on the door. My mother opened. The two SS men, "We'd like to speak to Herr Schmal." My mother said, "Well, you can't." "Why not?" "He's saying his morning prayers." "Let's see." So my mother opened the door, they walked in, and they saw Ayid and Talis and Tefillin. What did these two Rotschen do? They sat down and waited until my father had finished davening, and after he'd put away Talis and Tefillin, then they arrested him. And they took him off to Dachau. Vayida Yaakov neder lemor. When Yaakov was forced to leave home and going to Golus with some very rough and nasty people, Vayida Yaakov neder lemor. He made a neder. Now the Medrash asks, we understand he made a neder. What's the lemor? And the Medrash says lemor means Yaakov Avinu is saying to all his descendants, follow my example. It is a good idea to be neider the Eis Tzara. If you're in trouble, you can see trouble looming, make a neder to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when my father was taken off to Dachau, my mother, Olei Hasholem, made a neder. She's going to fast every Monday and Thursday until her husband is released. And in fact, after 10 weeks, my father was released from Dachau. He eventually made his way to this country, and so did my mother, Olei Hasholem, my three sisters and myself, and my fourth sister, who was too old to go on a kinder transport, and she eventually arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And we find that Klal Yisrael took heed of Yaakov's message to make a neder be'eis tzara. When Aaron HaKohen died, the Ananei HaKovod disappeared, and the enemies of Yisrael, Amalek of course, decided this is a good time to attack, and to make things a little complicated, they dressed up as Kananim and spoke the Kanani language, so to confuse the Eden, they shouldn't know who their opponents are. Says the Pasuk, Vayida Yisrael neder lemer, im titen esom azeh beyodi, v'hacharam kesarayim. If you deliver this people into my hand, then all the cities, whatever the spoils of the cities, will be declared Kodesh. It will be sanctified to the Oil Moed. And so it was, because the Eden made a neder based Torah, the Bonshom delivered them from the enemies, and they kept their word. And we find another example of this with Yiftach Hagilovi. He had to fight against the enemies of Israel, and he made a meadow. Unfortunately, as everybody knows, he did not choose his words carefully, and the result was rather tragic, but he was right in his approach to make a neder that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu delivers our enemies into our hands, then I will bring a korban. We see from here the Rabbi Nishleilam has made certain rules of nature. One, we said, is the worst of goyim must show respect to a yid wearing tzitzit. And he made a similar law of nature vis-a-vis animals, especially wild animals. We read on Shabbos, "Ubay ra'achem v'chikam yeh al kol chaya ha'sobet." Al kol chaya ha'sobet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that your fear and respect will be on all the animals. This is a law of nature that animals must respect a human being. And what after Kasha, but what about all the people who've been mauled to death? So the Gemara answers, Adam was created B'Tselem Elokim. And as long as a man has on his face the Tselem Elokim, the animal cannot harm. It's only when through his Averus he loses the Tselem Elokim, then the animal attacks him. The Gemara's Loshon is that the Chai doesn't attack human beings, Elen Kendid Meloi Kebehema. The animal sees him as just any other animal. Weaker than me, I'll attack. But as long as he's got the Tselem Elokim, the animal has absolute and total respect for any human being. It's a law of nature. How is this law established? It's not for me really to go into to work out the Rebbeinu, the way the Rebbeinu thinks, does things, but it's quite simple. We have 5 senses. Animals have a 6th one called instinct. Animals were created with an instinctive respect for people who have upon them the Tzuras Elokim. The brothers did not really want to kill Yosef directly, so they put him into a pit which, as far as they knew, was empty. They dropped the stone in, they didn't hear the plop of water, so Havoy Reit Ein Boy Mayim, so they lowered him into the pit. What they didn't know is what Chazal tell us, Mayim Ein Boy Avon Nechoshim HaKravim Yesh Boy. However, after some time he was pulled out of this pit unharmed. Now one might think, well, this is a great mess. But it's nothing of the sort. This is Teva. If you're on the Madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, then the animals will have to respect you whether they like it or not. That is their instinct. However, there's a kasha on this, because after Yaakov died, the brothers were afraid that although Yosef treated them very nicely up to now, but that was out of respect to father. But now father's in the Olam Ha'emes, he'll take it out of us, he'll pay us back for what we did to him. Why did they think that? So the Medrash says, because after the Levaya of Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef went to the pit and looked down into the pit into which he had been thrown. So the brothers thought, he wants to be Me'oyer the sinner, to rekindle his hatred for what we did at that pit. That's what they thought. Chazal said, no, Chas v'sholem. Yosef HaTzadik, no. Yosef HaTzadik went to say a brocha, she'osa li nes, b'mokem hazeh. So, it was evidently, it was a nes. So I'm wrong if I say it, teva. The answer is very simple. Yosef was a great honor. And because of his animus, he really thought that it was on us. So he said the bracha, but in fact, the truth is, he was such a great person that for him this was mamish teva. And in fact, even before he was thrown into the pit, it says, "Uvaterem korav alehem vayisnaklu oisay lehamisay." They plotted to kill him. The Medrash says, "Shisu bayis haklovim." They had wild dogs there to protect their sheep, and they incited the dogs against Yosef, but nothing happened. Well, that again, that in my humble opinion is because of the stature of Yosef. They saw upon him the Tzelem Lekim. The brothers probably thought because the dogs know him. Says Vehu the Pasuk is when he was looking after the sheep with his brothers. So because he looked after the sheep with his brothers, Rayas Echov Batsoin. So he was Rayas Echov Batsoin, so the dogs knew him. But whatever it is. Now, of course, everybody knows the story of Doniel being thrown into the lion's den. The lions were absolutely starving. They were deliberately starved, of course, because if lions are not hungry, they don't eat. So they deliberately starved, and Doniel was thrown in, and nothing. Again, Doniel ish chamudos. He definitely had upon him the Tzelem Elokim, and therefore the lions, by the law of nature, had to respect him. The proof, of course, was that those people who had been mulching upon Doniel, the king threw them in, they never got to the bottom of the pit. The lions caught them in midair and devoured them. The lions were that hungry. Now, in addition to this instinctive respect which animals must have for human beings with a Tzelem Elokim, there is another instinct which Rabbi Yisrael has given to dogs. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Eliyahu be'er kalovin soichatin. When Eliyahu is in town, the dogs are happy. They bark happily and wag their tails. Malachamovis be'er kalovin soichatin. When the Malachim are around, they start howling. They have an instinct of the presence of the Malachim and Lahavdil Eliyahu HaNavi. And there is chas v'sholom for anybody to have any doubts about the Mori Chazal, that whatever Chazal say, eventually people cotton on to it. In the early 60s, there was a terrible tragedy. There was a town on the Atlantic coast of Morocco called Agadir, and there was an earthquake. I think about 12,000 people died, and there were half a dozen survivors in the whole town. And when eventually the survivors were dug out, they all said the same thing. Just before midnight, the dogs started howling like mad, and then the earthquake struck. The dogs have a sixth sense, Malacham Ovis for you. And in fact, the Chinese have caught on to this also, because China suffers some pretty serious earthquakes. And the scientists noticed that the animal behavior changes just before an earthquake. So they decided to have a special watch, keep watch, and if the animal shows agitation, they immediately have a siren, tell the people, get out of your houses, an earthquake is imminent, you don't want to get buried in your house. So the world at large is getting to know what Chazal say is true. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the author tells us about Makkos B'chodesh. Ani Hashem, Ani V'loi Sorof, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Shliach, Ani V'chvod V'yatz. The author of God says that the Makkos B'chodesh, Rabbi Yisrael himself, without any shliach or anything else. He did it b'chvado v'atzmo. Now, l'chaira, this does not stand up to examination, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yitein hamashches lovoy el boteichem." Rabbanim Shem will not allow the destroying angel to come into your houses. So that tells us very, very clearly there was a destroying angel. So what does the Baal HaGadah make of this? The answer is quite simple. The Torah tells us when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were roughly 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60. To that you must add quite a number of children. You must also add senior citizens. And when you've come to your temple, you have to multiply it by two because of the women. Now, if you have such a tzibah, it's totally and absolutely impossible by the laws of nature for 12 hours a night to go past without a single death. I don't know statistics, I don't know how many even there are in London, but unfortunately I do know one thing, I can guarantee you that there isn't a single day where there are no Levites in London. The United Synagogue unfortunately have quite a few, the Federation have one, the Abbas may occasionally have one, but at the Sfardim, it doesn't happen that there should be amongst a tzibah of several million people that nobody dies. So what the Rebbein Shem said was this: Marcus Bechairas, that's me. Ani Hashem Loi Shliach. But there is the ordinary Malachim Ovis, the every day, the every night Malachim Ovis. He goes on his rounds. So the Torah set makes a special mess. V'lo yitein ha-mashchis lovel v'teichem. That night of Marcus Bechairas, however many Yidden were destined to die. Listen, can I know Yidden 90, 100, 120, they're right, how old they were. Remember, the Muslim people were ill. Illness is nothing new. V'lo yitein ha-mashchis lovel v'teichem. That night, the Malach HaMovis has got a holiday, as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned. That's the shot. In that, Rabbi Sai, is what Moshe said to Paroi. Ulachayil b'nei Yisrael lo yecharat kelev l'shaynoi. We just said the law of nature is that when the Malach HaMovis is around, the dogs start howling. Says Moshe to Paroi, you should know. Ulachayil b'nei Yisrael, amongst the millions of yin, there won't be a single death. The Yechara Kelev Shonoi, the Malach HaMovis has got the night off. Now, as long as a person does not sin and he retains the Tzelem Elokim, the laws of nature dictate that animal cannot possibly harm him. But of course, that is only for people who haven't sinned and they bear the Tzelem Elokim, but they're great tzaddikim, people who are shleimim, tahorim, kedoshim. Not only do the animals not attack them, but parket, they have power over the laws of nature. Rabbi Shem has given the tzaddikim a shlita, a power to rule the laws of nature. Now, everybody knows the story of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He came home from shul on a Friday night and his daughter was sobbing. Why are you crying? I made a mistake. I put vinegar into the Shabbos lamp instead of oil. Now there was a little bit of oil there. The oil floated to the top, so when I lit it, it burned. So I thought, may have Shabbos. But in a few minutes time, the oil will burn out and we'll be in the dark. Said the Chanina ben Dosa, Mi she'omah le'shemen she'yadlik, hu yoyme le'chemen she'yadlik. The boy in Shlomo who told oil to burn, he'll tell vinegar to burn. And the Gemara says they made Havdolah on that light. Then there's the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoya. He was going on a mission, a pidyon shvuyim, and he met up with a yid who was carrying some wheat, who was going to bake matzah for Pesach. And eventually these two met up with an Arab, just Amzal going along. They came to a river without a bridge. So Pinchas ben Yoseph said, "The river split." The river said, "No." So the Pinchas said, "I'm doing the Tzoyna Boira." Said the river, "Yes, so am I. I've been told to flow since Shesha made Bereshit, I'm doing my job." So the Pinchas ben Yoseph said, "If you don't split, I'll dry you up forever." So under that threat, the river split and let him through, but not the other Yid. So Pinchas said, "You can't do that. He's also doing a mitzvah. He's carrying wheat. He's going to thresh and grind and make matzahs for Pesach. All right, we let him through." Then, "Now listen," he said, "this Arab is good company. He's accompanying us. Let him through." I could tell stories like that endlessly. But you might say to me, yes, but that was a couple of thousand years ago, Pinchas ben Yoachim, Tanoim. There are enough stories about Amoraim, but there are enough stories about Tzadikim in our time also. Now, one of the stories about the great Tzadik Baba Sali, Rabbi Yisrael Abichud Seder, is this. When he was in a good mood, he used to, like the Chassidish Rebbes, pour out whiskey or arak for his Chassidim. But he didn't just take a bottle and pour out and empty it and take a second one. He took one bottle, wrapped a scarf around it so nobody could see the level, and started pouring. He poured hundreds of drinks from this bottle. And there was a photographer there. He wanted to be able to show the oil on this nest. So Rabbi Chaim said, "Don't take photographs." But he didn't listen, so the bulbs burst. Anyway, it's a dog on your dua that he performed such a mess. So I had a kasha. It says next week's Sedra, when Avraham expelled Hagar, he gave a lechem v'chemas mayim, and says v'yichlu hamayim min hachemas. The water was finished. There was no water left. So I had a kasha. Was Avraham less of a tzaddik, less of a baal moises than Abu Chatzera? If Abu Chatzera's water or arak never finished, he could pour hundreds of glasses of arak out of the bottle. Why? By yichlu hamayim min hachemas. You know who asked the kasha of Isai? The Medrash Rabbe asks the kasha. The Medrash Rabbe says the following. The posuk before Vayichlu Hamayim in Hachemes is Vatelach Vateisa Vemidvar Be'er Shova. Says Rashi, Vatelach Vateisa Chozro Ligilulei Be'isaviyo. She threw out her Yiddishkeit, which she learned from Avraham, and she went back to Gilule Beis Avia. Says the Medrash, that's why Vayichlu Hamayim in Hachemes. Had she not gone back to Gilule Beis Avia, then she would have drank and drank and drank and drank and to the end of days. Avraham Avinu was not subjected to the laws of Teva. He was the master of Teva. When I was in Yeshiva in Gateshead a few years ago, to hear the following from Lion Krauss of Manchester. Said the following, we say Vizena Davning Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogen. Now what are these three expressions? Oizer Umoshia Umogen. And we have a kasha. We've mentioned this morning Yosef HaTzadik. Now Yosef HaTzadik, poor chap, 10 years in an Egyptian jail. Must have been pretty, pretty horrible. And here he has an opportunity, the Sar Hamashkim Ozim HaToyver, he said two words, V'hiskartani v'hoitzeisani. Remember me to Paroi and take me out. Spoke of Brigis of Yesen of Tzadik. How comes you put your faith in a human being? And you said two words, another 2 years in prison. Don't put your faith in human beings. Bilti l'Hashem l'Avadai, only to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now let's move forward a couple of thousand years to Mordechai v'Esther v'Shushan Habira. When the Gezeira came out, what does Mordechai do? Esther, you must go and plead. And she's got excuses, I'm out of favor with her king. If you don't go, you've had it, you've got to go. And tell me, and what happened when Yosef put his faith in an ambassador to the king? 2 years in prison. The answer is simply this. With Bitochen, it depends on your madrega. Yosef was on a higher madrega of Bitochen than Mordechai, or Klal Yisroel, let us say. So for Yosef, it was wrong to ask for human assistance. Mordechai wasn't on such a high madrega, and it was the right thing to do. And they say that's a pshat. Melech Oizer. Oizer, pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is your help, providing you do your bit. That's the madrega of Mordechai. Oizer u'moshia. Moshia means the bunch and brings the Yeshua. Totally and absolutely, that's the madrega of Yosef. Don't ask anybody for anything, leave it to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Forget about the laws of nature, you just trust in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Third madrega is Mogein. What is Mogein? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avroham. That madrega is, not only do you ignore the laws of nature, you actually fight them. When Avraham heard Kinish Va'Ochiv, life had been taken captive, so he got up his army of 318 soldiers to fight four mighty powerful kings. These four had defeated the five, and there's a list in this week's Seder of how many different kings these four had defeated. So what chance has Avraham with his 318 soldiers got? That is going against the laws of nature. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, Vayomer Hashem Avraham, Onoichi Mogein Lach. Avraham's madrega was such that not only was he not subjected to the laws of nature, but he could fight them. He could go against them and completely ignore them and come out unscathed. So these are the three madregas. Oizer means the bunch of help, but you've got to do what you need to do. Moshia means the whole Yeshua comes from Lonshom. Mogein is the madrega of Anoich Mogein of Avraham Avinu. You can completely and totally ignore the laws of nature and fight them, and you'll still win.